So the epistle for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Romans chapter 12. Brethren, we have different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith, or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that ruleth with carefulness, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of the brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, and carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind, one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. Be not wise in your own conceits. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 2. At that time, there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited and his disciples to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, they have no wine. And Jesus saith to her, woman, what is that to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, fill the water pots with water. And they filled them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, draw out now and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it. And when the chief steward had tasted the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward called the bridegroom and saith to him, every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have well drank, then that which is worse. But thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Please be seated. May the working of thy power, we beseech thee, O Lord, be increased in us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have these Sundays after the Epiphany. And with the Epiphany, we know it means the manifestation of the divinity of our Lord, that he has manifested himself. He has shown himself to other people. And so therefore, these Sundays that follow that in some way illustrate different examples of our Lord's divinity. Obviously, we have the famous gospel accounts recording the first miracle of our Lord through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And by this, he turns the water into wine. But I think one of the most important things that we take from that is when we look at clearly in seeing that this was the manifestation to his apostles, to his disciples. It says he manifested his glory. You see this at the end of the gospel. He manifested his glory and his disciples believed in him because of then this first miracle. And so I think that's something that we have to try to look at and examine for ourselves. That when our Lord came as this infant to the world, it was a means for us that we see the manifestation of his power, of his glory. And it's illustrated in different manners, different ways. And so in this first example, yes, it's the first miracle that our Lord would perform. The first miracle that our Lord would show to his disciples. And it was at the behest of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Even though our Lord had said, my time has not come, my hour has not come. And so the gradual of today's Mass shows clearly why our Lord did come. That our Lord sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. So our Lord came into this world to heal us. Our Lord came into this world to save us from destruction, obviously, we know, because of the fall of our first parents. That the gates of heaven were closed. Until then, our Lord came. Because he was this promised Redeemer, the promised Messiah that was to come. And that was promised to Adam and Eve after their fall. And so our Lord was this fulfillment of all the different prophecies. We saw many of those in the time period of Advent, the prophecies of Isaiah especially, that our Lord fulfilled these, and that is why St. John the Baptist was trying to prepare the people for our Lord, to direct the people toward the coming of the Messiah. I mean, that's why he said to them, the kingdom of God is at hand. Do penance. Be prepared for that. Be prepared for the coming of our Lord, because our Lord comes to heal us. And so that's what's important for us to understand in this time period now after Christmas, after the Epiphany. We're still within the Christmas season. But it's important for us to recognize and to realize that our Lord came to heal us. Our Lord came to save us from destruction. And so now again, it is up to us to recognize this manifestation of our Lord. We talked about in the time period of Advent and then especially at Christmas, our Lord came to dispel the darkness of the world, darkness of sin specifically. So he came to dispel that darkness. He came to deliver us from destruction. And so then it's up to us then to recognize that and to follow our Lord. Because again, the church gives us in these Sundays after the Epiphany many examples of our Lord's, his power, his manifestation of his glory. But we also see that, obviously, that the Epiphany was this manifestation to the Gentile people themselves. This first Sunday, as I mentioned, is obvious. The first Sunday was the manifestation to the Jews, his mission that he had. He must be about his Father's business. And on this second Sunday is a manifestation to his apostles. And it is through these manifestations that we understand, we recognize who our Lord is. And through that recognition of that, what becomes the obligation to us to live that life. And so yes, we had all that time period to prepare for the Feast of Christmas. And now in this Christmas season, we reflect, we think about our Lord's coming, why he came into this world. And so now in this time period after, it is meant for us to live accordingly, that the power of God will live in us. And so there, that is what we must try to then to do during this time period now. This starts the longest time period cycle of the liturgical year. As we start going into what is called the regular time period, the Sundays are in green. And so from that, it is an opportunity for us then to reflect on our own soul. Reflecting back on the time period that our Lord, previous to his coming, we talked about that of how then for the people, they listened to the prophecies. They lived their lives accordingly. And so we still have the benefit of the Old Testament and all the prophecies to see about our Lord. We also have the benefit of reading the Gospels, the accounts of specifically the words of our Lord. And so in a way, there's no excuse for us not to live a life pleasing to God. There's no excuse for us because we have all of this laid out for us. We know specifically who the Messiah is. We can follow his life through their accounts of the gospel. And yes, we see this first miracle that he performed. But in a way, we can say it turns out for the benefit of his apostles. They believed in him because they saw this miracle. They witnessed it. Well, for us, we have all the accounts of all the different miracles, all the prophecies of our Lord. We have that benefit. And so then it becomes up to us, the onus is on us to live that life that is pleasing to God. And so that must become a reflection for us in this time period. Reflecting back into seeing, okay, what do I need to try to do to improve my life? What sins do I need to root out? In order for the power of God, this manifestation of his power, work in our soul. And so, yes, I mean, as we started a new calendar year, As I said, we have many different times we make resolutions. Well, it's good for us to take the opportunity to reflect upon our resolutions. Even if it only has been basically 2 weeks since the beginning of a calendar year, reflect upon what you have taken. And the encouragement was to take our resolutions, especially in terms of our spiritual life, to reflect upon our soul, the state of our soul before the eyes of God. That is what is most important for us. And that is where we can see whether then the power of God is working within our soul. If not, we stay in the same rut, if we stay in the same sins, if we stay always like that, well, certainly the power of God is not working within us. We need to make progress in the spiritual life. Maybe it will take for you a retreat. Maybe it will take for you to come to the days of recollection. Maybe that is what you need to, in a sense, to wake you up to that. Because we know why our Lord came. We know the purpose of His mission. But does it change us, or do we just go day by day living the same life each time? Falling into the same sins, falling into the same rut. Do we have that as part of our life? Well, now is the time to reflect upon that, because we're talking about the power of God. He manifested Himself to the world with His epiphany. As the Magi came and presented Him gifts. But then we also see how the church gives us to reflect upon His manifestation to the Jewish people who rejected Him as the Messiah. Teaching the doctors, the lawyers in their own temple. That they marveled at His wisdom, and yet it didn't change them to follow Him. And then we see here, obviously, our Lord's manifestation to His disciples, who later on would reject our Lord also. When our Lord is taken away to be crucified, many of the apostles scatter. And yet they had all of this to look at and to reflect. And that's why I say all of us have it too. But how many times through our own actions do we reject our Lord? Do we turn toward creatures or things, whatever it may be? That we too reject our Lord as the true Messiah. And that is what we're telling our Lord when we fall into mortal sin. We reject Him as our Messiah. We have chosen something else. So let us reflect upon His power. Yes, let us take these opportunities for these Sundays after the Epiphany to see the manifestation of His power. Let us reflect on these things. Let us try to do some spiritual reading or reading of the gospel accounts. And the understanding of the power of God. But then we also must take that application in understanding, has that power affected us? Is that power within our soul? Has it changed us any? And if not, that is what we must reflect upon in changing. That is what we must try to do. So take advantage of these opportunities of reflecting on the power of God. Let us take these chances to see how our Lord tried to manifest Himself to the different people in order for them to believe. And so through that His power may deliver us from our own destruction. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.